This is Scott. Your call is on at 5 o'clock tonight. Tell me what you want for the way home. It's your last chance to get your song on Radio 1. Because tomorrow it's our Summer Big Ones, part of Radio 1's Summer Friday thing. So text now, 81199. Your call starts at 5.
Have you chosen all the camp ones again for tomorrow's Big Ones?
Or? It's actually surprisingly hetero tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah. No. Right, so we were talking about celebrities who give the best tips. Mm. Joe Wiley is by far and away the most generous celeb.
Head and shoulders above everybody.
£10 at a Toby Carvery tip. Blimey.
Bacon sandwich at a ski resort in Mirabel.
Yesterday we had a call from a bloke called Fred.
This baby is our... at a Burger King.
She left her baby at Burger King, I know.
Not as a tip, by mistake.
We had this call from a bloke called Fred yesterday. That's why, if you're not here after six, you should be. Now, Fred claimed that he worked in a restaurant in London and that Chris Moyles came in for a meal last week with his girlfriend. Now, according to Fred, Chris only left a tip of 20p. He paid by credit card and then just left 20p yeah. in the dish or whatever. Fred thinks that Chris is tight, but we don't think that because we kind of know that Chris is a generous bloke. And a lot of our listeners suggested that maybe Chris left a small tip because Fred was an arse. Today, Chris says he wasn't there at all and that Fred's making the whole thing up and that he might sue. So maybe we should get to the bottom of this.
It would help.
You know we love things like this, so earlier today we decided to bust Fred. Time, once again, for Chappers to come into his own and do some acting. This is what happened.
Hello?
Hi, is that Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from the News of the World. I think you've got a story about Chris Moyles, haven't you?
Well, I was on the radio yesterday about it.
Yeah, I kind of heard something about it. You were saying that who are you talking to? Was it Colin?
No, I was talking to Scott Mills about it.
All right, and you said something about a tip that he gave you?
Yeah, he didn't tip me.
Right, because I'm kind of thinking, I'm part of the investigations team in the News of the World. I work with the fake shake, and I'm thinking that we'd like to do quite a big story on this, and the headline could be something like, Tightwad DJ in 20p tip scandal.
Really? You serious?
Yeah. Would it be something you'd be interested in telling me about? Because we do pay a lot of money for these kind of stories.
How much would you pay?
Well, first of all, just run through what happened again before we get onto the financial stuff.
Okay. Like I said, I work in a restaurant. I don't know if I can tell you in the story where I work. In London.
Right.
And he came in with his girlfriend for a few hours and had a meal. At the end of the... And I was serving him. I was the waiter. At the end of the night, he paid with his credit card. And he didn't put anything extra on the credit card as a tip, which I was quite surprised because I was really nice to him and stuff all night, as waiters have to be. So we charged him, the price for the meal and then gave him his card back and we expected him to sort of put a bit of cash out for us because all the tips are shared. So... He left, we saw him leave, we went to the table and there was 20p in the tip dish.
Right. And this was last week, was it?
Yeah, it was last week, yeah.
And it was just him and his girlfriend, was it?
Yeah, him and his girlfriend, yeah.
No other sort of famous people?
No, or
anything?
No, I don't think so, no, it's just him and his girlfriend.
Right, no Big Brother contestant with him or anything?
Nah.
Right, okay. So you'd be prepared to go into quite a bit of detail for us for this,
yeah,
would you?
Yeah, if I get some money for it, you know, because I'm a student at the moment and some extra money would be good.
All right, well...
Especially if it wasn't tipped, you know.
Well, yeah. We're probably talking a few thousand, I would have thought, for this story, but would that sound about right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, I actually can't give you a figure myself because I kind of leave the negotiations to other people. I'm just a hard-nosed journalist, but I'll pass you on to my editor... and then he'll probably be able to do the deal with you and let you know how much we can give. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
All right. And it's Fred, yeah?
Yeah, Fred, yeah.
All right, Fred, I'll pass you on to my editor. Just hold on a second.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Right, this is a story about Chris Moyles.
Yeah, it is.
Right, what's the story there?
I worked for a restaurant in London, quite a famous chain, and he came in with his missus. He had a lovely meal, and I served him very well. And he's completely disrespectful and didn't leave me a tip, and then I wasn't very happy. He left me 20p.
Is it your restaurant that you're just a waiter?
No, I'm just a waiter.
Right. What restaurant was it?
It was Harry Ramsden's.
Right. And this was in London?
Yes, yeah, it is, yeah.
Right. He was with his girlfriend, did you say?
Yeah, he was.
Can you remember what she looked like? Because if it's not his girlfriend, then the story is obviously a better story.
She was blonde.
Right.
Quite tall. She sort of looked like a paid-free model.
Right. That's what we thought. Right. That's not his girlfriend. He's basically playing away.
No.
Which makes the story even better. Right. What would you take for the story? We'll have to print... We don't have to print your name, but we'll have to take your word for the story.
Well, as you've got the girlfriend and playing away from home bit in there, I mean, your reporter said a couple of grand, but as that's a bigger aspect, I can put more detail in. So, how much could you give me?
You tell me what you expect for the story, and then we'll work it out from there. That's the easiest thing.
$4,000 or $5,000?
Right. $4,000 or $5,000. Hold on. $4,000. Right. And this is, you can verify the story's true. Do you have...
Yeah, it's all
right.
True. It's all true, yeah.
How about $2,000?
$2,500.
$2,500. What about $1,000?
No, two. It's good. That's less.
What if we leave your name out of it and we call it £500?
No.
Right?
You've got to give me a few grand for this.
How about 20p?
What?
How about 20p, Fred?
Who's this?
Who do you think it is? So, my girlfriend's tall, is she? Because my girlfriend's short. And Harry Ramsden's? Fred? It's Chris Moyles.
Hey.
Yeah. What did I eat, by the way? Did I just go for the classic fish and chip combo? Did I have a dessert? They do very nice desserts at Harry's. He put the phone down.
That was superb.
Where am I from, by the way? I think I'm from somewhere in Northern Ireland, Wales,
yeah.
Pakistan.
It was wavering a little bit.
I think you travelled around in your youth.
Now I understand why Chappers just puts Chappers' voice on.
You can't do character.
500 pounds.
I think that went very well.
I enjoyed it.
And I know that you are an actual, a very generous man.
I don't even think there is a Harry Ramsden's in London, is there?
I know. I don't know. We can check that.
The only thing that started to worry me slightly was I was in Harry Ramsden's in Brighton about 3 weeks ago. So he did say London, so I know I'm fine.
Fred has been busted. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
What about you?
Where are you from? Hey,
this is Radio 1.
Scott Mills. You and me.